Mmm, the first taste of rare bourbon you finally got your hands on. That's nice. At Caskers.com, we make this experience easy. Caskers is a one-stop spirit curator with an impressive selection of exclusive, sought-after, rare, and household names in the realm of premium spirits and champagne. Discover the top flavors of the year now by going to Caskers.com and using code WELCOME10 for $10 off your first purchase. Get $10 off your first purchase with code WELCOME10 at Caskers.com.
Chairs No Waiting, episode number 166, Cruise to the Taylor House, part two. Two Chairs No Waiting is brought to you by the fine folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. It's Christmas time. Drop by over and see what Weaver's got. All kinds of stuff if you're a Mayberry fan in your life, drop by over to weaversdepartmentstore.com. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by the fine folks over at audible.com. Drop by over at Audible. You can pick up a free audiobook. They got 100,000 titles, a free book, audibletrial.com/two chairs for your free book. You can listen to it on your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. And you're going to love it, so drop by over there. Hello, everybody. I'm Alan Newsom, your host for Two Chairs No Waiting. It is great to have you with me. Last week, we went on the cruise to the Taylor House, part one, and we got to hear from Marcia Hudson, and she was giving us all kinds of information about how she figured out what went in the house, what kind of, you know, the different little knickknacks and things sitting around the house. She had Andy's gun sitting on Aunt B's hutch, all kinds of things like that. And it was just amazing, all the details that were in that house, that if you're a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, amazing. Now, we're going to be here in part two tonight. We're going to be going more into the courthouse, Wally's service, and just all kinds of more information about the details that were in this house. Now, as I said last week, I recommend that you watch the video version of this podcast because it's going to have all the images that we're talking about, all kinds of things like that, that so you'll be able to see, not just hear us describe it. You'll be able to see it for yourself, and what a pleasure it was to be there. Wow. I want to thank Marcia again just for letting me be a part of the presentation that she did on the Mayberry Cruise. It was absolutely wonderful, fun that I got to be kind of the guy saying, here's what I saw, and then asking questions about how did you come up with this? Because that was just an amazing piece of work. Amazing piece of work. So, yeah, we're going to be hearing from Floyd on this episode, too. So, I want you guys to sit back. I want you to enjoy yourself. I want you to be able to just get in there and close your eyes if you're not driving. Or if you're watching the video, watch the video. But get in there and watch and think about the details that we're talking about. So, folks, here we go. We're going to head on into part two. Heading into the courthouse, that's where we're at now. We're going into the courthouse first, and part two of the cruise to the Taylor Home Inn. Here we go.
So there's just some more of the jail cell. You can see they didn't have, you didn't have the doors fitted.
We Cousin Virgil was there, and he took them all off the hinges. we have it all. At that point that those pictures were made, it was still a little bit under construction. We had everything done but the doors. We had to do everything in sections. We did the top part, the header over the doors first. Then the fellow that was making them, who lives in Illinois and is a fan of the Andy Griffith Show, then did the side pieces, and then we got them and got those installed, and then he'd measure each time. So he'd measure for the doors, and he'll have those done. But anyway, they weren't on there. That's why you don't see them.
Right, there's Otis's cell. There's another cell next door. They even have the calendar in there from, what is it?
1967.
Yeah, and the crock and everything's there. So, and there's Jan, all upset about being in jail, you can tell.
One of the fun girls.
Yeah, and she's trying to get out, trying to get to the keys.
Yeah, yeah. Not real bright. There's not a door there, but...
Right, now this is really neat. So y'all watch this. This is really what I was talking about. Look at this. It looks exactly the same. That is, I just love that shot from right there where it's... there's the screen capture that I'm holding in my hand, and then I just move it out of the way, and it's amazing how close that is. So I wanted you to be able to see that, because I was just completely floored by that. Now, this is a shot you never saw on the show. you know where I'm standing. You can tell I'm standing on the little landing at the top of the staircase. But we never saw this on Andy Gershow. So it's kind of neat. You think about Andy and Don. They saw this when they were recording or filming. Andy walking down from getting on to Opie about Mr. McBeebe and Barney and Aunt Bee standing right there on the side of that rail. And wow, it was just.
Gomer was the house guest.
Yeah, I mean, this is just.
It was a scene, a sight that the actors themselves saw, but nobody has seen since that was dismantled, and other than people that visit and can see it there.
Just an amazing, amazing experience. So we never got to go up the stairs either. So let's see what the staircase looks like. We'll go up it.
I'm gonna watch and see if they lean around the corner.
Yeah, I lean around the corner every time I watch this. So there, you know, there's the table right beside it, and then
Marty's helmet and keys.
We'll head up the stairs right here. And every time I watch this, I go like this, trying to see around the corner. And so then up at the top. Now we don't have as much information about the upstairs as we do other areas of the house. So let's see. So we're going up there. We got video of that. Now at the top of the stairs, you can tell what we're seeing here.
Okay. What we did for the bed and breakfast part of things, since you never saw the top of the stairs, you just saw occasional shots of the rooms. We did put in a television lounge for our guests, where it has a refrigerator, microwave, and all that, so that they have a place where they can visit. And then we also have the presidential chart. We found two of them, so we put one on the wall up there just so that we do have some guests that it's a struggle for them to do all of the stairs, downstairs and upstairs. So that's just one of those things that we thought it's kind of fun for them to be able to see. And then the hallway, we were kind of at our own liberty about where to put the rooms, because sometimes they had a spare room, sometimes they didn't. But for the bed and breakfast, we put a bathroom in each room rather than just one in the hall and so forth. But as you're looking straight there on the right, the door you see is Opie's room. Straight ahead is Bee's room. And to the left is Andy's room.
Let's go on into Andy's room. That's where Jan and I were able to stay in there. And of course, we got to go in all the rooms looking around, because it was great. But and you never really saw Andy's room much, other than the time when he was in bed, and he was Merle Dean was outside and Gomer was at the house. I believe that's about it.
Crawled across his bed to put a light.
Beautiful, beautiful rooms. It was amazing to get to stay in there. And
if you look out that window, you'll see another part of Mayberry that we'll tell you about in a little bit. But you do get a good view out of Andy's window.
Right, so there's Andy. We'll go over into Opie's room now. Now, Opie's room, we did see a good bit, so there's a lot of detail in this room of stuff. So you see Dickie's cage over by the window. You can already see that. There's his bed. This is, and on that table there, you can see the lamb lamp. If you ever watch the show, you'll notice that Opie has a lamp that looks like that. His cat pistols and all the other stuff he has there on his table. And there's Dickie, and I'm checking out the Robin Hood hat, from the episode. They got it there. They got the Miracle Salve boxes down there on the shelf. That's what those are.
Underneath the red hat is a box of nylons for Opie to give to Helen that he saved up for, and there are nylons in there.
I didn't even notice
and
that.
And now Dickie, we got a bird that, it is a motion sensor bird. So we had to leave it turned off most of the time because we had a little dog named Ellie Walker. And she'd jump up on the window seat and then down, and that bird would chirp and flap, and every time she'd go up and down until finally it would wear out. So we kept it turned off. But really quick, was it Steve? He didn't know that it wasn't a real bird the first time they came. He went up and videoed it, and Dickie fell off onto the floor. He came down and he said, "I killed Dickie."
So there's more. So there's Opie's football helmet, his baseball glove, and
we gave him a medal because he never won
his
one.
His medal. And there's his turtle. That's a representative of the one that got stepped on in the pilot episode, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And there's his piggy bank, and he's got all this just details that
Boys Life magazines from the 1960s, the Red Chief, our Big Chief tablets, writing tablets.
Just so neat. Now then we went in on the Aunt Bee's room, and there's the bed jacket hanging on the wardrobe.
And well, Abby's room you didn't see very often, and it wasn't possible for that room to have been built in that house. We talked to Alan and to Jim Clark both about that and said, we're having trouble figuring out how to structure this room to look like Abby's room, and they both said, you can't, because there's no way to have put the door to the right of the dresser and have it be the way it was and be upstairs anywhere in that house. So we felt better about it. So we kind of did it the way we thought that Aunt Bee would have had it. We had the chair like the one where she soaked her feet in a pan of water in the color episode with Senator Canfield. And then we got her pocketbook and her pearls. I think Alan has another picture of that. We have their pictures over to the left there, you see in the white frames. The family robes gallery.
And then into the bathroom. She had her 12-foot bathroom. I believe, Tom, you guys stayed in that room, didn't you?
That's the room that all the women walk in and go, oh. All the men walk in and go, oh.
So.
I'm sorry, Alan, just to back up. With the makeup, there was a beauty counselor makeup back in the 50s and the 60s, and so that's what we have on there. And the pink bottle in the right-hand corner closest to the tulip lamp is girdle powder. And so all of the women my age and older know what girdle powder is for, but the younger ones that come in, it's not that they question what girdle powder is for, they just say, what's a girdle? So it's also fun to see the people my generation and older going in and seeing these things they haven't thought about in a long time.
There's just so many details I just can't get over, honestly. And then here we're just looking around a little bit more in the living room. We're head outside. And outside, Andy, you know, at Andy's house, they had the a little garage there where it was on the front. Well, now on the back of the garage, they built Wally's service station. So the front of the garage is looking from the front of the house, looks like the garage, and the back looks like this when you go around there.
We had the advantage of being able to build everything on 6 acres, so we could kind of do what we wanted to do with space and not worry about needing that space for living area. So that's how we were able to put Wally's on the back of the garage.
Right, so you can see in the top right, that's the roof line of the house. So it's over to the right.
This is the view you see. Well, the back of this is what you see looking out Andy's window. You can see just the back side of Wally's.
Yeah. And Jan was getting her bottle pop down there. It's just an amazing thing here. So here was, we had to get our pictures made between the gas pumps. And now, yeah, we have a commercial. I forgot about the commercial. Let's see. Whoops. Back.
Wally's has the best pop in town. I just opened up this Nectarine Crush. I could have had a Huckleberry Smash or something. It's cold. It's good. Drop by Wally's. You'll enjoy it.
Now that music you may recognize, some of you folks, hopefully. That's the same music they were playing when Floyd and Barney were captured by the escaped convicts and Gene Carson bust the vase over Floyd's head. They also played it in the episode where Ernest T was trying to dance with Romina, on that episode. Now this is back on the front porch.
Right.
Yeah, poor butterfly. So this is back on the front porch, and wow, you have some beautiful flowers and plants, and Jan took some pictures of them. And there's your dog, and Miss Ellie is her name, and she runs around with that golf ball in her mouth all the time, and she'll drop it every once in a while. You can throw it, she'll go get it back for you.
Well, she was a dog that should have belonged to Ernest T, because for years she had rocks. She'd bring rocks to us. And we were afraid that somebody heaved the one, they'd kill her, because she likes to have you throw them and she'd chase them. So we weaned her off onto golf balls instead.
Yeah, so she was fun to play with. And that's
likes her picture taken.
She does like her picture taken. Mm-hmm. Every picture we have of guests where they go stand in front of the fireplace, she'd get up wherever she was and go and stand over there with them. If they go out on the porch, she gets from wherever she is and goes up and gets in their lap and smiles for the picture.
This is what we did most in the evening. And when it was cool, we'd go out there and just sit and watch traffic go by, throw
count
the ball.
Cars.
Yeah, throw the golf ball for the dog to go get. That's right. And it was just definitely a Mayberry experience. And while we were sitting out there, we noticed this little bird that kept getting into the flower. There was a hanging flower pot there. And so we got up and looked, and guess what we found?
Blink and blink and nod. Well,
there were three.
Nod at all.
Yeah, one of them, while we were sitting there one day, one fell out of the bird's nest. And so we got a little piece of paper and tried to put it back. And we did put it back, but...
He didn't bring his tweezers.
Yeah, I didn't. It got the man sand all over it or something. And the mom evidently got rid of it after that. But
it's been interesting because there have been four different times that we've had... a mama that would raise her baby birds in the baskets out front. It was just perfect because there were always three baby birds that we had to watch grow up and watch them fly off and make our trees nice and full.
So that's and this is the view from the front where you park, as we said, and that's it. But this was a sign they had right out in their front yard. It says Mayberry says thanks and happy mode and lots of luck to you and yours. And it was a wonderful experience. And it's an amazing place, and not sure exactly how it's going to be done now. Marcia and Dave are not together now, so she's left. She's not running it. Don't know if the place is going to be open or not.
Right.
But if it is, you can go to Mayberry Motor Inn. No, that's wrong. That's the wrong website. That's another one I run. You go to TaylorHomeInn.com, and you can see about it and find out details if you want to find out. But Aunt Bee here won't be there, so. But it was definitely a great experience. Jan and I loved being there with you, and Marcia made the whole thing amazing. Yeah, you got a question, Amy?
The ceramic pelican.
In the episode where Opie is trying to win the electric razor for Andy at the carnival, the very beginning of that, and if you watch it on TV Land, you won't see it because they cut it, but if you have the DVD and you watch it, he comes in and he's got a ceramic pelican that he's won. And he shows it to Aunt Bee, and she said, it's a ceramic pelican from a carnival. You can guess how lovely it is. And so he said, well, where should we display it? And she said, well, I think your room would be a good place. He said, well, I think we ought to put it on the mantle. So that's why we have an ugly ceramic pelican on our mantle.
How many quarters did you spend to shoot gallery to get that?
To get that one, I don't know, because he wins it at the beginning.
The Angelus.
By...
I have a home interior
game if
you want.
Oh, okay.
Tell them about breakfast, too, how you come to breakfast now.
We didn't have a shot of the piano. The piano's actually got Aunt Bee's elixir bottle on it. With some elixir in it. And now I will tell you that was flat root beer that we put in there 6 years ago, so it may very well be elixir by now. But Aunt Bee always played, well, when she got tiddly on the elixir, she played Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye and also Chinatown. So when I would call my guests to breakfast each morning, I would play Toot Toot Tootsie Goodbye. So I told them, when Bee is tiddly, then breakfast is ready. So they'd hear the piano and they'd come down and have their breakfast.
Right. Anybody got any other questions on that? I tell you, I enjoyed myself so much. That was a wonderful, wonderful time. And we appreciate you letting us be there.
I understand that Jim Clark came and visited.
Yes.
I heard now this at Jim actually got a little teary.
He did. I had him come as a surprise for Dave's birthday, so he and Mary couldn't tell anybody they were coming. And they came in the living room, and I had the music playing, and Jim did exactly what Alan did, which was just to stop and look around. And he said, I've seen this room thousands of times, but now I'm standing in it. And then there was another time that he came down from the landing, down from the upstairs to the landing and stood there. And what he did was this. He just looked around, and he you could tell he was getting emotional, and he just went and turned around and went back upstairs. Yeah. That was awesome. We had, I will tell a quick anecdote, we had, after we first opened in 2006, we had... an article that got picked up by the Associated Press. We were written up last summer in the AARP magazine. We've been written up in the Midwest Living and then several other websites and publications. But the first one was an Associated Press writer out of Wisconsin. It was a slow news day, apparently, because they did come out with an article. Of course, us being like Barney, we had to buy us a red wagon full of newspapers. There was a couple that came up from Irving, Texas, which is part of the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He was 84 years old, and he and his wife went over to his daughter and her husband's and said, "We've got something you want us. We want you to do. We want you to take us up to this place, but we can't drive there." So they brought them up there. Some of the most delightful people I've ever met. It was the daddy. It was the 84-year-old man that was really the big fan. He walked in with his cane and leaned there and just wept for a good 4 or 5 minutes. And finally I said, "Well, you've answered my question on how good we did on this." He said, "You all don't understand." And then he had to stop a minute and kind of get his composure. He said, "You don't understand what this show means to me." And I thought, yeah, I think, you know, most of us do. It's again been one of the fun things that I've been able to say. People walk in and they'll say, "I'm the biggest Andy Griffith fan there is," and I'm going, "We built the house."
James Best has been there.
James Best came up a year ago and celebrated his 84th birthday with us. He and Tinkser Dorothy came up and we gave him a little birthday party, and you can ask to meet nicer people than him.
I noticed on that picture you said about the cell doors, you were having those made. Did you paint the brick?
No, we didn't do that part yet. There are just a few little details that we need to finish. If you noticed when Alan showed the picture, looking back at Barney's desk, there was a paint stick instead of a lock on the gun cabinet. So there were a few little things that we didn't quite get done. That when we did the brickwork, we looked at it and thought, we know theirs was painted, but we really liked the way that looked for a little while anyway, so kind of the jury was out on whether to paint it or not. It was in the show. It was painted.
Is there a window in the back of one of the cells like where Barney pulled them up, but not?
There wasn't. The reason we didn't is because it is in our basement. You would have been looking at the rafters of our basement on the other side. You can see that there's not a ceiling there. It was open. And again, that was one of those things that we debated. Do we paint one there or not? And it just didn't get to that point, at least yet.
Well, I'll play this video. This wasn't part of the presentation. I think this is the right one. Let's see here. I think you'll like it.
Okay, I'm ready. Ready, go.
Hey, hello, Eddie. Hey, you know what? I've been working on that song for the Miss Mayberry project. Hail to thee, Miss Mayberry, all hail to thee, all hail. Your loveliness, true majesty, brings joy to every male. All hail, all hail, all hail. That's all I've written so far. You like it? That's it. That's all.
So that wasn't the one I thought it was. There's one we did where the folks came in the room.
To have Floyd there, you bet. Well,
it was pretty amazing. I did as much as I could when I was there.
And then Briscoe has been there too.
Oh, Briscoe, you hadn't seen those?
Fact,
those great.
Yeah, they came and we reenacted a few of the "I Ain't About to Be Beat to Death with No Spoon" scenes. So they were super people too. We couldn't we. To ask me what my favorite part of this is, it's been partly living in Mayberry, but it was meeting all the people that wanted to come and share something that we were able to show them that we did, not because we did it, but because we all love the show. And we've had people that came from Canada, people that came from New York City, people that came from San Francisco and LA Florida and Texas and all as far as you can come to get there specifically to see that. And again, this is what we are licensed by CBS. We have been sanctioned by them, and we do have a license with them. And when, I'll tell this short story before you show that video and then we'll stop, but when we were appealing to CBS to be able to do this, this is one of those where it's easy to ask forgiveness and permission. We built it and then we asked him if we could do it. I was talking with the director of marketing and licensing. It wasn't a peon, which I thought was nice that they took that interest. And he was talking to me saying, well, you can't do this unless we say you can do this. But he said, we talk to Andy several times a week and we'll get back with you and let you know. But in the meantime, I want you to frame up a letter about what you're doing and send us pictures of everything. So it was almost literally take a picture, step 10 feet over and take another picture. And they wanted everything. But in the letter I wrote, I quoted the episode where Andy's on trial and Barney says, you got to understand this is a small town. And I said, that's how people feel about Mayberry. There are 20,000 or more relatively active members or fans of the show, and they feel like they are part of a small community, and Andy Griffith is Andy Taylor in that community, and you got to operate more from the heart than the head. So then they called us back 6 days later and said, well, we've had several talks with our attorneys, and we've talked with Andy, and we've decided we like what you're doing. So we figured that was our credit to Andy for doing that, because if he'd said no, we wouldn't be doing this presentation.
All right. Well, this was the one I thought I was going to
go.
Oops, that's Jane.
Go.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, folks, come on in here. Come on, make your way. Come on in here. Well, y'all come right on in. Yeah. This here is the Mayberry Jail. This is what we were telling you about. This is a place with Andy Taylor and Barney Fine. Yeah, there's a great lawman. Not since Wyatt Earp has there been a lawman like Andy Taylor. Yeah, every week in this cell here, we have a hardened criminal every Friday night. He's so afraid of him, he lets himself in and gets in the cell. And here, we have Jim and Dan Caldwell. It is right in this cell. I know this tour from this historical landmark from the Mayberry Historical Society. I hope you enjoyed it. And remember, it's two bits for each eye. Remember.
Yeah, that's Ken Anderson. If you're on the digest, that's Ken Anderson. So, folks, it was a great pleasure to get to go up there. I was in heaven going around videoing things like that. There's all kinds of other videos I shot while I was up there. Eventually, they'll be on YouTube, but I want to edit them and get them where they sound the best. But Marcia was a great hostess, and Jan and I had a wonderful time. I think at least some of you other folks have been there, Tom and Bob and Pat. Yeah, I know you guys have been. So, anyway... Let's just give her a big hand for all the work that she did and the joy that they brought.
All right. Well, hey, folks. Hope you guys have been enjoying that. That was just a great, great time. I said it 100 times during the podcast, during the interview, of what a great time I had at the Taylor Home Inn. Now, definitely if you didn't get to see these pictures and didn't get to see the video, go in there and look at them. You can go to the show notes at twochairsnowaiting.com, and you'll be able to see them. And folks, hey, I'm not going to keep you very much longer because this is going to be another 30-minute episode. So I'd love to hear from you guys. I'd love to hear, you guys can get in contact with me by email at floyd@imayberry.com. You can call me, which is what I'd love to have. I got one call, and I'll play it next week. I want to thank him for giving me a call. Give us some calls. Let us know what you're thinking at 888-684-8415. And you can also drop by over at the facebook.com/twochairs website and leave comments there. Or just go to twochairsnowaiting.com itself and leave comments there. Folks, I love to hear from you. This show is about you. It's about Mayberry fans everywhere. So if you're enjoying it, I'd like to know that. And if there's things you'd like me to do different, I'd love to hear that too. But again, I want to thank Marcia for just letting us be a part of everything that she had done. And folks, I want to thank you for being here. See you next week.